When I was a child, now I know that's a long time ago, on hearing the account of the Passion of Christ, I kept hoping for a different ending. I hoped Pilate would change his mind. The people would demand the release of Jesus rather than Barabbas. This reading is even more vivid by everything around us. Familiar altar bare, empty tabernacle, no bells, red vestments. The only day of the year where Mass is not celebrated. We are down to the bare bones of what really matters. We are in a state of suspense. All we can do is remember again what was given for us. We reflect, we relive, we grieve. We trace Christ's last steps on earth and recite the ancient words used at the Stations of the Cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. The Holy Cross is our signpost, our true north. It's the centre of our worship. In a few moments, we will venerate it. In pre-COVID times, we will venerate it with a kiss, but not the kiss of betrayal, but a kiss of love. We all show reverence to that instrument of torture, which is simultaneously is the key that unlocks the door to our salvation. The cross means an end, not in itself, but a symbol of hope. And there's a tale of three gardens. The Garden of Eden, man's journey on earth, crashed and burned, fell from grace, sin entered the world. The Garden of Olives, a new Adam, Christ, a different garden, a very different outcome. The sinless one showing us how to remove sin from the world. Yet another garden containing a tomb to await the resurrection. Jesus was even mistaken for a gardener. With his passion, Christ gives us a new Genesis. A new Adam, a new Eden, a new Eve, and a new start. The Gospel does indicate the site of man's fall becomes a place he would rise. The one without sin, paying a debt he didn't owe, because we had a debt we couldn't pay. There are only two sacraments that are celebrated today: reconciliation and the anointing of the sick. These are sacraments of renewal, forgiveness and healing. One reason it's Good Friday, because today, in Christ's last words, it is finished. What is finished? His earthly life is finished. A long chapter of human history is finished. Old ways of living is finished. Humanity's wait for a saviour is finished. One chapter is finished, but the story is not finished. For that, we need to continue our journey with our Blessed Lord all the way to his glorious resurrection.